Reducing callbacks and what a callback really costs you. The real cost of a callback, far more than a free truck roll once you count lost billable time, reputation, and morale, and the practical habits that prevent comebacks. Real root cause diagnosis, testing your repair, and clear communication. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A callback is when you have to go back out because the problem you fixed isn't fixed, or a new one popped up from your work. Customers call them comebacks, and they're one of the most expensive things in the business, far more expensive than the free truck roll most owners picture. A shop that quietly runs a high callback rate is bleeding money and reputation at the same time, and often doesn't see it on any single invoice. This article is about what a callback truly costs and how to drive the rate down. How it works. The reason callbacks are so costly is that they hit you in several places at once, most of which never show up as a line item. A lost billable slot. That return trip isn't free time. It's a slot you could have sold to a paying customer. The real cost includes the revenue you didn't earn, because the tech was fixing yesterday's job for free. Doubled cost to deliver the same job. You're now paying for two trips, two sets of drive time, and two diagnostics to collect one repair's revenue. Your effective margin on that job can go negative fast. Reputation damage. A customer who has to call you back trusts you less, even if you make it right. They tell people, the lost future work and referrals dwarf the truck roll. Morale and momentum. Techs hate comebacks, and a callback-heavy schedule means the crew is constantly redoing instead of producing. Add it up and a single callback can cost multiples of what the original repair earned. A shop running even a modest callback rate is giving back a real slice of its profit every month. In the field, diagnose the root cause, not the symptom. Most callbacks come from treating a symptom and missing the cause, replacing a tripped part without finding why it failed, so it fails again. The discipline of asking what made this part die before you swap it is the single biggest callback killer there is. Test your repair before you leave. Don't pack up on assumption. Run the system through the cycle the failure was in, watch it perform, take the readings, and confirm the fix held under real operating conditions. The 5 minutes of verification at the end of a job prevents the 2-hour callback next week. Check for the next failure waiting to happen. While you're in there, look for the obvious thing about to go. The weak capacitor next to the one you replaced. The dirty coil starving the system. The corroded connection. Honestly, flagging or addressing it now prevents a comeback that looks like your fault even when it's a different part. Communicate what you did and what to watch. A customer who understands the repair and knows what's normal won't call you back over a non-issue. Here's what I fixed. Here's what it should do now. And call me if you see X prevents the false alarm callback and sets honest expectations. Use quality parts and do clean work. Cheap parts and sloppy connections are callback factories. The slightly more expensive part and the properly made connection cost less than one return trip. Common faults and what they mean. Same system, same problem, weeks later, you treated the symptom and never found the root cause. The part failed again for the reason you didn't fix. Repair worked in the shop but failed in real conditions. You didn't test under the actual operating load before leaving. Verify in the failure's real cycle. Call back for a different part right after your visit. A failure was visibly imminent and you didn't flag it. A quick honest heads up prevents the comeback that gets blamed on you. Customer calls back over something that's actually normal. Communication gap. They didn't know what to expect, so normal operation looked like a problem. Busy schedule. Thin profit. Comebacks are eating your billable slots. Track your callback rate and you'll likely find it's higher and costlier than you assumed. Tech tips and gotchas. A callback costs far more than a free truck roll. It costs the job you didn't sell instead. The slot that return trip occupies is revenue you'll never get back. That hidden cost is why even a low callback rate quietly eats a meaningful share of profit, and why preventing one is worth real effort. Root cause is the whole game. The overwhelming majority of comebacks are symptom treating, swapping the failed part without finding what killed it. Build the habit of asking why did this fail before you replace anything, and your callback rate drops more from that one discipline than from anything else. Test before you leave. In the actual failure mode, a repair that looks good at idle can fail under real load. Run the system through the exact cycle the problem lived in, confirm the readings, and watch it hold. That short verification is the cheapest callback insurance you can buy. Flag the next failure honestly. It protects you. When you can see another component about to go, telling the customer now does two things. It's honest service, and it prevents a callback that'll get pinned on your visit even though it's a different part. Silence here costs you a comeback and the blame for it. Track your callback rate, because you can't fix what you don't measure. Most shops underestimate theirs badly. Start logging comebacks and their cause, and you'll see both how much they're costing you and exactly which habits or which tech, or which part are generating them. Quality parts and clean connections are cheaper than the comeback. Saving a few dollars on a marginal part or rushing a connection is a false economy, when one callback costs multiples of the original job. Do it right the first time and the second trip never happens.